It's Startup Nation on News Talk 760 WJR. Here's Jeff and Dan.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to Startup Nation Radio, brought to you by our great friends at Walsh College, Comerica Bank, and Pappas Financial, where today we're discussing the power of social media and how it helps you build and grow your business. Now, so far, the last two segments, we've had two experts on in social media. And next, we're bringing on a terrific entrepreneur who's using social media to help grow his business. We've got Scott Scherpenberg on, the co-founder of Juicebox and a survivor, Jeff, of our reality radio Shark Tank show last week.
Absolutely. Not only a survivor, but got some big thumbs up. So
big thumbs up. I think he had four investors.
Absolutely. And Scott, welcome back. So welcome back to Startup Nation
Thank
Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Great to have you. So listen, you have successfully been using Facebook as a way to, let's broadly call it, generate interest. Tell us what you're doing, how you view Facebook and the mix of things that you're doing to create the energy, the awareness, the attention to what you're offering to your market.
Right. So Facebook's great just because there's so many different avenues it allows you to take.
I think I did our audience a disservice. Let me ask you one quick question. Tell us about Juicebox first, and then we'll talk. We'll pick it right up there on Facebook. But Juicebox is what?
Okay. Juicebox is a stylish case for your MacBook charger. What it does is prevent the cord from fraying. When most people wrap it or stuff it in their backpacks, the cord connecting to the power brick itself tends to just pop the rubber, exposing the wires and ultimately leading to charger failure. And then you have to buy an $80 charger to replace it.
And so Juicebox is a product that's going to address this issue.
Yes, it simply guides the cord out, provides a cool, stylish case. We're going to be looking at licensing deals, so you get your school, your teens on it, and can really show your spirit, show your colors, while protecting your charger.
It's got a real practical aspect to it, and it looks cool.
Absolutely, and so you've taken this idea, it's your idea, you did a Kickstarter campaign. This is where you can use, essentially, in effect, crowdfunding to pre-purchase units of your Juicebox product. You're off and rolling with that. It had some 20,000 views, and you've got these now 1,200 likes on Facebook. Now, take it away. Tell us what you're using Facebook for and how.
Okay, so right when we started off, we knew we were going to launch our Kickstarter, and Corey talked earlier about building that presence, and we call that social proof. So what we did was run small amounts of ads just to simply build the likes, just so when people search us, they come to our Facebook page, they're not seeing that we have only 100 likes, we might not be legitimate, and this and that. So we did a little bit of that just to build that audience. And then we started promoting cool graphics. We spend a ton of time developing content and figuring out what people want to see. So, we're able to run a couple different graphics. We see how people respond, see the click-through rate, and ultimately go from there.
When you say graphics, specifically, what do you mean?
So there's a lot with Kickstarter. You had to educate the user what is Kickstarter. A lot of people might have not known. We also, a lot of photography, taking pictures of our prototypes in cool different ways, and different ways that show what the product does, but also represents how cool it is aesthetically.
Yep.
So it was an interesting combination of educating the user,
yep,
but also providing a cool picture and use case scenario.
Okay, and so you're using Facebook in addition to Kickstarter to get this whole, in combination to really create some synergy and energy and ignite this whole thing that you're doing, and it seems to be working for you. I have a question for you. You've got these 1,200 likes on Facebook. What is the value of a like? Why is that meaningful?
The likes, it gives us more people to target. So we know we're getting likes, and people at least respect the product. It's going to be the first step to really drawing from there to the conversion. So, that's a great question. What's the value of a like? I don't know if anyone really knows. Our value is that social proof. We want to show that we're a legitimate company building legitimate products. So when people, before they go to our site, they might see us on Facebook and see that we have a big following. We're producing good content. So it keeps people coming back and really taking hold of our brand and wanting to be a part of it.
Yeah, so having these lights creates that credibility. Someone else comes and checks it out and says, wow, 1,200 other people think this is cool, so it's got to be cool, right?
Exactly. That's
one thing. The second thing is this kind of fan base, kind of a group of ambassadors you're creating for your product. And then, at the highest level, I think, of value is that that's a ready-made target market you can go to. If these people take the time to express themselves and say, I like this product, well, it's probably a good demo to go after to target with first sales, right?
Absolutely.
And you've got a direct way to target them. You've got a direct way to target them, too.
Yep.
That's great. So you're a fan of Facebook. Are there other things you're doing with Facebook that you can share with our audience that you think others might want to be doing as well to ignite their business the way you have?
Yeah, I think it's, first and foremost, it's having good content. I think Corey said that earlier. You have to have good content. People will not like you without the good content. From there, it's really experimenting with how you target. So we can set up that we want to target 18 to 24-year-olds who like Apple's page and also like Kickstarter. So we know that these people most likely use a Mac. They also are informed of what Kickstarter is, and that's how we draw them to ultimately purchase from there.
Yeah,
you can target a city. So we did some with Columbus because we want our city to kind of get on our back and rally around us. So kind of experimenting with just who you're bringing in, who you're getting your content in front of.
Exactly. So you're able to create this demographic profiling. You're able to target them through Facebook. I asked the question of Cheryl, our previous guest, who was an expert in Pinterest. What does it cost to do it? There is a cost in Facebook to create a Facebook ad and target those people, right?
Yes, there is. And there's different ways to go out about paying for that. And that's that's more experimentation that takes on the creator's end to kind of figure out the best ways to reduce costs, yet obviously convert the most amount of sales.
Right. Hey, so Jeff and Scott, we've talked a lot about how social media can help you grow your business and grow your revenues. There's some other very practical uses for social media. And just as an example, Jeff, when Thane Richard, our esteemed former producer of our show, left for India, and we were searching for a new producer, we reached out to Heather Zara from Zara Creative, mm-hmm. and we had her post our need for a new director for our show and producer for our show. Unfortunately, we got a terrific one in Bree.
Yeah, we did.
And we're thrilled. But within a day or two, we had 10 resumes her posting on her network.
And we also know, for example, Twitter now has become a preferred method of customer service, contact with a customer base if there are customer service issues. So they're using Twitter. Big companies now are for communication like that. So you're absolutely right. It's a strong point, Dan. It's not just about sales.
It's about communicating to the world.
It's about exactly.
Exactly. And Scott, have you had other experiences with that as well?
Oh, yes. And we have that almost every day. People wondering if we need website development help. People wondering if we need this or that. And almost they're reaching out to us trying to figure out, do we need more experience on our team? That personal interaction is there. And that's also something not up front converting sales, but in the long run, when you're interacting with your consumers on a personal level, it continues to build that trust and get more followers and ultimately convert those sales.
And I really think that it speaks to the fact that our jobs as entrepreneurs, as business leaders, as individuals within our communities, our jobs have changed. Our responsibilities today include writing and communicating with clients and working on an e-newsletter and putting a spotlight on the company and educating through video. These types of things are really part of the job description of really anybody who wants to really build and grow a business today.
That's absolutely correct. And we even already have people reaching out to us, seeing if we can help them with that, because it's a big learning curve. And since we just went through it, we kind of know the ropes and can provide great advice.
Well, that's great. Scott Scherpenberg, thanks so much for being on the show again and sharing your wisdom on social media and some of the things you're doing to accelerate your Kickstarter campaign and the launch of your new business and creating product awareness and so on by the use of Facebook. We really appreciate it, Scott. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me back on.
All right, great show. Listen, social media. I love the power of the internet for small business. If you're not with the program, you got to get with it. You've got to be doing great search engine optimization. We learned that again today. And you've got to be looking at the power of social media. get your website ready, get your assets ready, get your search ready, and pick the platform that's right for you, whether it's Twitter, Pinterest, Facebook. Use social media to create awareness and drive business. All right, great show on Startup Nation. We'll see you again here on the radio next week.
Way to go,
Startup
Jeff.
Nation Radio. All right.